Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hawk coming to you live. It's 5/1, May 1, 2020. And I tell you what. When I look at the state of where we're at, all I can think about is basically the Bible. You know, I just see it, you know, I see it written right here. And I think about all the things. And then I wonder, you know, what is this preoccupation with like 5/15, you know, the Ides of May, you know what I'm saying? There's just increasing delay, delay, delay. And I think about all of it. And I say, you know, what they're trying to do, it seems like what the losers are trying to do is destroy the economy even further. Even with President Trump invoking the, what do you call, the national emergency powers kind of a thing, or military kind of power with regards to keeping open the plants, the meat packers and what have you, that there seems to be a continuation of the theme. And the thing that bugs me is that every one of these plants, you're getting hundreds of people at one plant getting the COVID. Now, I'm going to tell you what. Somebody is infecting them. Somebody is bringing something in, okay, to infect the people in the plant. Because I think the percentage rate is too high in terms of what I'm seeing in the normal deal. Now, yes, they work in close proximity, but they have meat cutters clothes on. They wearing gloves. Now, they don't have masks, but they should have a mask. But the problem is, you see, is that a lot of the people that are working in the meat packing plants are also living in little dormitories right outside the back lot. Not all of them, don't get me wrong. But there are a lot of illegal aliens or foreigners that are brought in to work like migrant workers, only they bring them in and they put them in the little huts. They put them in the dormitories. I saw this in mid-Missouri where there was a poultry plant or something that was going in over by Sedalia back a number of years ago. And they gave the plant money to come in and bop, 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 you know, and to build a new plant. And they thought, Sedalia thought they were going to employ people. And they brought in all the workers who came in from Mexico or Guatemala or somewhere else. So there are things that could be done in this manner and fashion that could change that, and also to change the living conditions of those people in the plant. Now, that's not the whole case of all of it. And they can put some National Guard in there to learn some of the skills, but really not all of them. But there is something going on in these plants that's above and beyond, and I don't think anybody's paying attention to it. They're just saying, oh, the COVID this, the COVID that. Oh, look at all the numbers of the COVID. All right. Now, at the same time, up in Montana in a small little town, I've had a report from somebody, a good old buddy up there, and they talked to a local, one of a small store in some Montana town, you know, smaller town. And they saw the butcher pulling the meat out of the counter. The steaks, the, you know, the hamburger, the pork, everything pulling it out. And they were taking it to the back room. He said, well, what are you doing? And he said, well, just between you and me, we're going to double the price on all of it. So what this is about is just what I've been telling you, why you should stock for food all these years. And you can still do it. And while there is a little bit of a hiatus right here, a little pause as a lot of places open back up, some states opening back up, others getting put further and further and further down the line. My county, further down the line. Kansas, Missouri, further down the line. Okay? A lot of places. And it's not necessarily because of high numbers. Although I will say this too, everywhere numbers bumped up right on cue. Big bumps in the numbers of new cases and deaths. Why? Because they went out and they tested a whole bunch of people real quick. And when you test a lot more people, you get a lot of new numbers all coming up. And then they're blaming that on the opening too quickly. But why is it they're delaying it? Well, yeah, January, February, March. Okay, that's first quarter, right? Second quarter, April, May, June. So now if you go out to May 15th, maybe May 30th, all right, then you're only going to have 1 month in the third quarter. And what they're trying to do is destroy the economy, put the higher unemployment again on top of all of it to make Trump look bad, to make him look bad and to try to create a climate of revolution, okay? The lefty communist demon commie rat like Pelosi and that kind of crowd, revolution, you see. AOC, all of that. And they want a tremendous amount of angst and anger and chaos and disruption. That's all Lucifer. Before that, we were booming as an economy. The unemployment rates, all of it. And Trump kind of tells the story, but Trump is used to talking to people who are smart, and he only goes feature. He never goes feature, function, benefit. He never tells you the benefit about what he's done. He says, oh, well, we're going to open up. We're going to have a V recovery. Well, what the heck does that mean to the people that they've dumbed down for so many years? The schooling is bad. And I'm not picking on anybody who's had bad schooling. But when I read it to you last year in 2019, didn't I? I read to you what the average IQ now in the high school was. And I thought about this something like about 99, you know, or something like that. And I thought about what that was in the 50s, okay, or the early 60s. And I thought about the IQs of some of the people that I knew that this IQ or that IQ that were in the class or in school. And I'm telling you, it's very low compared to what it used to be. We were healthier. The peak year probably in this country of most of the statistics was probably 1952. That's probably the peak year in relation to other things. Now, there were better things. Some are better later, but back then it was better, you know. So anyway, I'm going to tell you that you still continue to need to prepare, and that's not sexy. That's not the new in thing. But I'm going to tell you that's what I'm going to continue to try to tell you. And I was talking to you about going to the next level to find the items of barter and stuff like that. Small things of soap. Small tubes, you know, the travel size stuff, real good. Shampoo. Toothpaste. Toothbrushes. Nails. Screws. Tacks. Staples and staple guns, hammers, regular saws. If you've got battery-operated equipment and you've got ability to charge batteries, there's a whole new business. You got to get the ones that will fit in the proper things that will fit. But if you've got chargers for them, you can then provide a service. If you've got solar panels or wind or water generation, you can help people charge their batteries on a chainsaw. Because you cannot store enough gasoline, necessarily in oil, to do it. If you had something like a mower where you could just go straight gasoline, maybe you can convert that right over to alcohol and then use stills to make alcohol. High proof. And you can, alcohol can be a gas. Good book. Alcohol can be a gas too. A whole idea and discussion of permaculture. I forget the author's name, but I always wanted to go see him. I almost was able to go see him, but I had to step out at the last second to go do it. I wanted to go see that presentation. But meanwhile, we've got all kind of unrest because the politicians are delaying. And you got to know that Fauci and Burks and other people are saying, oh, no, keep it locked down, lock it down, lock it down. But at the same time, you're going to see the unrest. Michigan, some of the good militia gang was out. Guys were out. They're armed. It's legal to be armed in Michigan as long as it's carried properly outside. In Missouri or in Kansas, you can carry concealed weapon without a license. You can open carry too, although I'll tell you, in the cities, you may not want to do that. You may get tackled anyway. Who knows? But I'm telling you, this is not going to end good. They want chaos. And out of the chaos comes the order they would still like. The demon commie rats, the revolutionaries, the Luciferians would like to see a civil war get started. And they're doing everything in their power to needle, to create, to destroy businesses, to destroy people's lives because they can't go to work. And I'm telling you, then they're giving all the checks. Apparently, they're giving the stimulus checks to the foreign workers. I haven't gotten mine yet. And it wasn't because we made too much money. It was, we're well under that numbers, I guarantee you. But then I'm reading here, Albuquerque, New Mexico. The governor of New Mexico invoked the state's Riot Control Act on Friday as she sealed up all roads to non-essential traffic in the city of Gallup to help control a surging coronavirus outbreak in the former trading post city on the outskirts of the Navajo Nation. Riot Control Act. Michelle Lujan Grisham announced a ban on routine outing required that businesses close from 5 p.m. to 8 a.m. in the city of 70,000. I'm telling you, there are people that are being sent in by the Red Chinese, and they're getting their orders just like I discussed last night. I told you that there are Red Chinese vessels and subs and different places in the Gulf, Mexico, and East Coast, West Coast, Caribbean, and that they are talking on the shortwave bands. Various different frequencies. It's not one particular one. They're talking on shortwave bands in Chinese, sometimes with 60s music in the background to kind of, you know, I think of, you know, when the leaves are brown and the sky is gray, mamas and the papas or something. I don't know what they're playing. Or Tommy James and the Shondells. I don't know what they're playing. Moni Moni. But then they're speaking in Chinese, sometimes in giving code words. They're reading codes or they're reading numbers, but sometimes just words of code, and then they're getting answered on lower powered units broadcasting back in Chinese from inside the United States. If you work for the military or somebody or the NSA, you ought to be doggone well paying attention. Because you got a whole lot of people in here, and these infiltrators, these illegals, like they used to say in terms of the Spetsnaz or the GRU, and there's Russians here also by the bushelful, they can be going in and sneaking something in to these meatpacking plants to make sure that everybody gets COVID-19. Maybe it's the toilet paper. Maybe it's the cafeteria worker. Maybe it's, you know, the knives. Maybe it's the belt. But what they ought to do, shut them down for a day and clean the entire two or three and clean the entire thing. Clean it all and do it, clean it all and use the ultraviolet lights. Get the PPE, get the personal protective equipment, including the masks and clean gloves, and then also make sure that people are checked and understand what to do, and keep pumping out the meat. Now, I'm going to tell you, in Kansas City Metro, there's been no real shortage of meat in any of the counters except in the Walmarts and the Costcos and that kind of thing. That's where the shortage seemed to be. But in the local chains, they're buying directly from the ranchers or the farmers out here for the large portion of it, I think, is coming direct. Because I could go into one local chain and get real fresh, high-quality choice Black Angus beef. The prices are higher, yes. The prices are fairly high, but that's all over the country. And I told you a year ago, 2 years ago, remember I told you that the cattle herd back then was not been as low as it had been since the 1950s when we only had about 140 million people in the United States. I told you a year, 2 years ago to buy meat, to put together freeze-dried meat, dehydrated food, put stuff in the freezer, buy canned meat, chunky soups, Spam, whatever it might be, Denny Moore stew, Chef Boyardee, anything with meat in it. And now I'm looking at Drudge right now. Pandemic could last 2 years. 30 trillion debt by autumn, of course. The real debt of the United States is 240 trillion. It cannot be paid off. But you see, now you're going to have people on the demon commie rats who aren't even here in D.C. working. And they're going to talk about how Trump has thrown 30 million of people into unemployment. And how he's got a debt of 30 trillion. And then they're going to convince guys like Ben Weber, the old rhino, you know. Ben Weber and like the Who's the Light and the Loper Boy from Wisconsin. Paul Ryan, Weber, all those kind of guys. Oh, yeah, they're going to say, don't stick with Trump. Divorce yourself from Trump because people are wanting to cut these deficits. The deficit is too high. We got massive problems. Without this, you would see a total civil war. If they're not doing what they're doing right now. So as you have time, don't get caught watching the paint dry. Remember Hoosiers? Old Shooter says, let's run the picket fence on them, right? An old shooter gets put in as the coach, and he says, don't get caught watching the paint dry. All right? So now we got roads being closed off. You got another month now in Michigan. And I'm going to tell you what. You're going to start to see people just go ahead and open it up. All the good people up in Maine, I saw this morning a program where it was a real good restaurateur who had been there for years, 70 years or whatever, at a big restaurant, real nice. And he just decided to heck with it. He's tried to call the crazy governor woman up there in Maine. Couldn't get a hold of her, couldn't get a hold of any of his representatives. And he was trying to, you know, get some kind of an idea of what he could do or not do. And he just said, heck with it, I'm going to open the thing up. I'm going to go ahead and open my restaurant up. And I'm going to tell you what, open the restaurants up, open the things up. Any barbers, I'd like to see the barbers open up. That's for dadgum sure. But while you've got these mask opportunities, make sure you get masks and wear your shades, the mirror shades and stuff. And start when you're out and about, wear all of that so that you can keep your face off the cameras. Now, a lot more people tend to seem to be dying in New York, that's for sure, because the cremation backlog is 4 to 6 weeks. I'm just looking at some headlines on Drudge right now. This thing is not going to quit and abate. And I don't know, I would not bet right now on President Trump winning. And there also might be something where you might have a situation to where, like old Hawk says, that other shoe, that big boot, that other big boot's going to drop. The other big boot's going to drop. What's it going to be? Well, I don't know. Could be that the Red Chinese offshore giving their input to their spies inside the United States are ordering them to go and infect meat plants. It could be that the North Koreans, because it increasingly seems like Kim Jong-un is either dead or incapacitated, that they could still do the EMP drop. You could also take, for those who are new to the show, there are 9 key power substations in the United States that if the Spetsnaz or the Red Chinese Commando or Antifa or whoever works for the Lucys these days in America, if they hit with conventional explosives or weapons and take out 9 key power substations, that'll take the power grid down in the entire United States. So if you can go to a Harbor Freight and pick you up at least one of those small kits for like 100 watt, or they're either $149 on sale or $189 at the regular price, and a storage battery, or if you've got another bigger golf cart battery or a marine, deep, you know, marine for your boat battery or whatever, get you a couple different ones. Get you an, you know, the little kit comes with the power charge controller and all the wires. And if nothing else, get that, because that will charge up a battery, then you could run a refrigerator or a freezer off of it for a few hours. Keep charging it up, and if you had a few of them...
Keep charging it up.
Oh, yeah, now they're giving me feedback, aren't they? Yeah. Feedback just came big time. What I said in a delay. That's interesting. Well, okay, NSA. Necrophiliate, Shiite, arseholes is what I call you. Script kiddies out of the little special hacker school down in Tulsa. Those who are good at the games and all of that stuff, and then they bring you in by the trainload after they pay your mommy and daddy up and buy you as guardian ad litems. And bring you in, and meanwhile, the Red Chinese and the Russians are talking in code, and then Lourdes in Cuba is operating full time. You got the Russians down there big time. They punch one button, they can just sit in the harbor, push the button, launch the hypersonic. Planes take off from Venezuela, get up in the air, international waters, whoosh, boom, less than 5 minutes, kaboom! Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to need to continue to prepare, and I'm going to tell you what. You better start to get toughened up. It's still time to get your shooting eye on the, you know, target practice, all right? Get your hand-to-hand combat practice in, whether you know a little karate or taekwondo or Krav Maga or Hapkido or Jeet Kune Do or whatever it might be, or old-fashioned wrestling and boxing and street fighting, eye gouging and choking and, head-butting and the whole bit. And you might want to teach some of your children about it, but I'm going to tell you, a lot of children, it seems to me, are not adhering or listening to the call. And a lot of people are having problems trying to say, you need to take this colloidal silver, the meso silver, and to take your oil of oregano capsules and to take your zinc tablets and your vitamins and vitamin C and all of this to try to prevent you from getting this stuff and to wear this mask. Okay. And then I'm hearing that the kids then say, oh, well, Dr. Fauci doesn't say that. They say that that is not right, okay? And I'm going to tell you that's a hard thing, because when you know that what you're doing is preventing you from getting it, and then somebody else gets it, you got a problem. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and most wanted, and be put to goose to keep me in the set, working hard, swinging the ball bat at the Lucy's nose, okay? At his shins, at his elbows. And then warning you as best I can about what I see coming. Federal Reserve notes, silver, gold. Send it to Hawk, HAWK, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And then I'm going to tell you what, you should go to stevequayle.com, stevequayle.com, and I'm going to tell you, you can get gold or silver, and then if you want to understand what's about ready to come on to this planet, then sign up for the Catastrophes program, where all these top people are going to do the thing, and they're going to be all aired on a video streaming program. Go to stevequayle.com and sign up for the video streaming for the Branson-type project, which originally was going to be live, but they moved it up into May here. And, you know, I said last night, I said old Baphomet Billy Goat Gates, he had a flaw. His flaw was is that his house there probably, allegedly, his deep underground stuff there, allegedly in Washington State, was going to get taken out, the flaws of the deep underground and the earthquake faults and stuff. So then he's bought down in San Diego there, and now driving all them people nuts, okay? This guy is no good. He worships Lucifer the Lightbringer, allegedly. And he's the one that did all the tabletop ox, you know, operations and exercises. And for years, the Soros and the Rockefellers and all the big hottentots and hoop and holler people, they've been working on putting you into tyranny and using whatever means. They are behind schedule, so they have used now an engineered bioweapon, and now they're still talking about, oh, well, this did came natural. It was the pangolin polecat bit the bat, and then the guy had the bat soup, and then he bit the girl from Wuhan, and, you know, no. And somebody in the United States, maybe it was Fauci and those people, grafted HIV onto this. The Indian scientists in January ran the entire genetic structure. Mike Adams, a health ranger, I believe he ran it. The guy who is the Nobel laureate and the guy who was one of the first people to find the HIV says that they grafted it on there. The big Russian virologist says that this stuff, they were messing around in those labs in China and taking bat viruses, coronaviruses, and putting human cells in them and causing unnatural stuff. And then Fauci, allegedly under Obama, gives that Wuhan P4 lab, where they're making all these bioweapons, gives them $3.7 million to study a SARS-like new bat virus. The Australian government, another one of the Five Eyes, finances the guy to come down and go look at their bats in Australia. I told you that the same guy, when the picture of him surfaced from the Wuhan, that allegedly he was possibly the same guy that was seen in Berea, Kentucky in a restaurant. It was either 206, 207, I think maybe 207, in which he was with another officer. The senior officer had Southern California surf shop t-shirt on, and then they took box or bag lunches of a hamburger and fries out to about 10 or 12 guys out in a white, no window, white plane van. When they slid the door back, somebody I know looked in there, saw them all. They all had the same khaki pants, same sneakers, running shoes on, and same t-shirts. And then these officers were given them these bags of sack lunches. After that, the bats start dropping in the caves in Kentucky, Ohio, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Virginia, from the white nose syndrome, a new SARS-like ailment. Put two and two together. Then the same guy, maybe then, is the same one that was in Australia, where the Australian government did the stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, these Luciferians want to kill about 80 to 90% of you, and then Lucifer's going to try to steal your soul. And then he's going to come on and try to counterfeit a messiahship, to counterfeit what our Lord Jesus already is. Oh, it's just, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, this stuff is exactly what it is. Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore? for behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of the righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Berechias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Verily, verily, I say unto you, all these things shall come to pass upon this generation. That's out of Matthew 23. These people are vipers. And I'm going to tell you what the Lord Jesus gave you. Power and authority over serpents and scorpions and all the power of the evil one. But you don't get off on the fact that you can control that. Get off on the fact that your name's written in the book with the Lord in heaven. And that you repented of your sins, and you asked Lord Jesus to come into your life to be your Savior. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what He will do. He will wash you clean. If you're way far gone, what do you got to lose, man? Or girl, what do you got to lose? Repent. Ask Him to come in your heart to be your Savior, and you'll have everlasting life in heaven. So they're going to continue this stuff on, and if necessary, they're going to release another virus. They'll do a hypersonic thing and start to go to nuclear war. There'll be an incident off of Taiwan or in the South China Seas. Instead of a Vietnamese fishing boat, they'll fire on a U.S. vessel. Maybe it'll be Iran, does it? And the powers that be, who already own the banks and the central banks, the Queen of England and the Queen of the Dutch queens and all the royal families, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, turn in taxes, all the different people, the black nobility out of the old days, the Lee family in China, all these people, they would just rather see you go bye-bye. I'm going to tell you, you just look at the Drudge headlines, and I know Drudge has turned, but I'm telling you, the headlines are here. Just listen to this. Witch monkey tied with the noose and beat by angry mob. Rats invade street and attack residents, leaving people terrified to go outside. Drive-through strip clubs are taking off. Will actors do sex scenes in the post-pandemic world? Cancel rent is the new rallying cry for tenants and landlords are alarmed. And then at the same time, we got all kind of scalar weapon warfare going on. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you, it's just getting crazy out there. Just getting crazy out there. And it's not the normal fare, and the Trump is not going to necessarily win. And I pray that he would win and continue this on and that we could rebuild the economy and have a chance for a little while, but I don't believe that's the case. I believe, as Brother Quayle has said for years, it ain't a coming, it's already here. So sharpen your K-bars and load your mags. And get your M, as in military 95, gas mask ready with the Mistel full NBC, Seaburn, whatever you want to call it, filters. Your Tyvek F suits or your CFP 2 or 3 suits. Your overboots, your butyl gloves, and get ready to fight. Start storing water. If you live in California, I'm going to tell you. There are those small little redwood and also metal and also plastic containers that you can put them up on stilts and make a little mini water tower. I suggest that you do that and haul water and fill them. You can get the stacking blocks, the water blocks. You can get the 50-gallon drums, the blue ones. You can get the smaller ones. I think the smaller ones are the way to go. You can get food-grade water jugs or milk jugs washed out. I like the old water jugs if you've been buying those. And you need Berkey filters with the black Berkey filters or anything, any good filtration system that will take out virus, bacteria, and parasites. Then if nothing else, you can boil the water. You can also use in a gallon of water, you know, a few drops of bleach. You'll have to look that up. I'm not recommending a number because you'll need to look that up and see the proper amount that you would use to keep the water fine. And then after that, you purify the water again, run it through your filtration system. Anything that you can do to add to your enhanced survival, because I'm going to tell you what, Lord Jesus says, what? Matthew 24, doesn't he say it to you? And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. I'd like to see Lord Jesus come in the glory, man, and take out the Lucifer and his 200 million man army at Armageddon, and I'd like to sit there and fight right with him. Because I know that, quite frankly, old Greg Evenson and some others that I've known might come down, you know, on a halo jump, okay, and to fight with the archangels and the angels of the Lord Jesus. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, and see that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. Well, don't be troubled, but it is going to be war, and there's going to be a lot of people die. So you're going to be troubled in a sense. But the end is not yet, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines. Buy food tonight, and pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. When you see the Lucys come onto this planet and the Anunnaki return, and that's the Watchers or the fallen angels, and they're big too. Or if you see some of their space brethren, some of their space scum that they work the genetic stuff on, okay, of other beings, and you see the stuff that's going to come up from under the earth that's already here. For those of you who listened to me a long, long time, I remember I told you I had a waking vision of there was a guy that was like a giant. He was like a blonde-haired, like a Nordic guy that was built like a super, you know, caveman kind of like guy, and he was in a cave down below, somewhere underneath the ground, marching in close, you know, order drill. And I looked over in the corner, and there's a reptilian. And the reptilian is saying, ha-ha, let's see what the MMV can do with one of these. And this was a soulless automaton that was about 8 foot tall, perfect symmetry, and everything looked like a Hercules type or a giant Viking type guy marching in close order drill and turning. And he was being controlled by the reptilian. And the reptilian just smiled at me and said, let's see what the MMB can do with one of these. And then whoosh, it was gone. But that was a daylight vision. So you're going to see stuff that comes on here you won't believe. It's just going to be incredible. Now, Trump is trying to do the best he can. But I'm going to tell you, they're going to try to steal the election. He's trying to ban the purchase of foreign gear for the elections. And meanwhile, people every day, another number of people are losing their job or the business, even though they could be opened back up. They just delayed it again, let's say. And there you go. There's another 100,000 people laid off of work in Michigan. There's another machine shop, another restaurant, another tavern, another grocery store, another hardware store, all gone. Or whatever. Because they want all these people out so they can say, see, Trump destroyed the economy and brought you the COVID-13, 19, or 15, or 16, or whatever it is. Meanwhile, it was Barack Hussein Obama in his time when Fauci of the NIH allegedly, they gave $3.7 million to the Wuhan P4 lab. To work on bat coronaviruses, SARS-like viruses. Oh, I tell you, I'd go out tonight and I would get another can of chunky soup if I couldn't get anything else. If you've got a freezer and if you've got a means of keeping that freezer running, okay, if the power grid went down, then fill that freezer up. If you've got an old refrigerator in the garage, it's got the freezer in it, fill that one up. Get your garden planted. Clean your firearms. Get your K-bar knife out. Or whatever you got. And your, you know, I'll tell you, I know somebody's maybe has picked up a new samurai sword. A good friend down in Tejas. And I bet you're cutting brooms with it right now, ain't you? God bless you, brother. I always wanted to get one of those Paul Chin katanas that made the proper way. That may be what you got. But I'm going to tell you, whether it's that or a machete or a Randall fighting knife or an S-wing axe, or a forged in fire. You want to know a good knife that you can get right off the TV and get a forged in fire knife off the show? And it's got that stippled looking thing. It's a heck of a high quality knife. Extremely sharp. You could cut right through the bone of a steak of a porterhouse and then whoosh, hit through a sturgeon or a big salmon and cut it in two. And then peel the tomato just a little bit at a time. And those are $19.95. They got a good handle on them. And although they're good cooking knives, they'd be good fighting knives too. And then, you know, you go back into the Gauls and the Franks in particular, they used hammers. Well, you don't have to use the hammers they had, but you could use hatchets or small hatchets. You could have, you know, three pistols like Josie Wales, five pistols like Josie Wales, and five, six hatchets, you know, or ball peen hammers. Well, buddy, that's artillery. You get into a thing. Did you ever see the fight at, I think it was Laughlin, Nevada, between the Hells Angels and then the other motorcycle crew? When they fought inside the casino, and then in the one point in time, the guy, the Hell's Angel, takes out a ball peen hammer and he throws that about 20 feet away and pops the guy in the head. The guy just goes out like a shot. I used to know a guy from Chicago. He used to have a thong inside of his leather jacket. He always carried a ball peen hammer right in there. Little skinny guy, but he could use that hammer and wield that quick. So anybody in the cities, I got people, I had a question for somebody in Las Vegas. Hawk, what do you think you're going to do? Well, Vegas, according to Dimitri Dudeman, is going to be taken out because it's adjacent, you see, to the highest tech area. The Area 51 and the S4 is where we got some of our deadliest high-tech spacecraft and weaponry. That's one of the cities that Dimitri Dudeman in his prophecy said would be taken out in the midst of a civil war that the communists start. And I believe there was a few other cities too. But Dimitri Dudeman, who was the Romanian guy, and he's not been wrong yet. He used to smuggle Bibles into Romania. But look up his prophecies. Look up Henry Gruber's. And see what's coming. I'm going to tell you one other thing. Look around in your area. Take a walk, because we're on the COVID stuff and you need to walk, get exercise. Walk around your area, but instead of pumping it up and up and up and listening to your earbuds stuff, keep your eyes on what's about you and look for small things in the neighborhood. Maybe it's a shack that belongs to the phone company or the electrical company in a little hidden area. Maybe it's a little clubhouse that somebody had years ago, as you know, down by the creek. Okay. Maybe it's a little stairwell that's in a brick building or a big block building, but that building is like a building that is no longer in use, an industrial building, and nobody's in there, but you got a stairwell where it's got a stone stairwell going down in. Look and see if that might be, if you peeked in the window, what might be in the window. If you got bridges out there and you got a bridge across the river or the lake or whatever, sometimes the old bridges, they have a door on the one of where the sides are, where the bridge starts on each side of the lake. Sometimes you'll have in that bridge a door that opens up onto a maintenance area. Sometimes you're out in the country and you're going down the railroad track and you'll see a line shack of some sort. People up in the high country and that kind of stuff, you know there's shacks and stuff all over that aren't being used. Cabins, what have you. And in the case of a winter time, it's a lot of times people will say that they will go ahead and open them up and use them to save themselves. You can also look for, if you see any, sometimes even a place you'll see some of the old civil defense symbols, or you'll remember that your daddy said that's where the old civil defense was at. Underneath the church basement, underneath the school. The parking decks that are real thick and built like a you know what, and then got two or three levels of parking decks. You want to preclude getting fallout, you know? Drive your car or truck down in the bottom level of the parking deck. But stay close to the exit if you can. Look for stuff like that. In this area here, there are all kind of stuff that you could actually, if you had the money, you can go into the underground caves north of the river in Kansas City, North Kansas City area, out by Independence area, west of town, out by Lenexa, Olathe out in there, Kansas City, Kansas, up by Leavenworth, a lot of different places where you could actually rent a storage area in a cave. And then you'd have your ID that allow you to go into a deep limestone cave area. It's the largest underground storage here in these limestone caves of Kansas City in the world. And there are people that are under there. It's just like you're driving into Raven Rock. There's post offices. There's businesses, there's warehouses, what have you. People store their RVs, custom cars, all kind of things. Look for somewhere else if you had to go quickly on an expedient basis. It could be like if you were living in, let's say you were in Mount Vernon, Illinois, and you went Toll Road. You were going towards the lake from downtown. You took 8th Street onto Toll Road. You go up. There was an old plant that made the big concrete, round circular concrete, what do you call them? Not viaducts, but the big round long tubes of concrete. You might find somewhere that's got those stacked. Those make real good places to live if you had to on an expedient basis. Start to look for that kind of stuff. Oh, boy. Somebody just said they finished planting 750 rows of corn. We got so many squirrels. This is my good old friends from the Stagecoach Stop. I have so many squirrels here. Every corn seed that I plant, they dig them up and eat them. Even put the scarecrows up and they still do it. But that sounds good to me. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go into the Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for Lord Jesus. He wants you to endure to the end. He wants you to be saved. He wants your family to be saved. But it's not going to be done by just laying your neck on the guillotine. Stand against the evil. Sell a cloak and buy a gun, you know. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high-tech particle beam weaponry and lasers to strike blows against the Luciferians. Those in the submarines of the Chinese and the Russians. In areas around the United States. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Look out for Lieutenant Tan. And old Vicky LaPua, General McCormick's looking for you, buddy. Vicky, I know you got that new optics. Stay on it, and when the time comes, you squeeze it. Mighty men and women of valor, all of you out there, listen. Lord Jesus, fight tonight. Super abundant. Start tonight, look for this. If it's possible, I'm praying so that you can prepare. Good night, Big Stella.